need you right now. Reveal your glory and pour your spirit out. Almighty God, we need you right now. Reveal your glory and pour your spirit out. Almighty God, we need you right now. Reveal your glory and pour your spirit out. Almighty God, we need you right now. Reveal your glory and pour your spirit out. Almighty God, we need you right now. Reveal your glory and pour your spirit out. Almighty God, we need you right now. Reveal your glory and pour your spirit out. Almighty God, we need you right now. Reveal your glory and pour your spirit out. Almighty God, we need you right now. Reveal your glory and pour your spirit out. We need you, we need you, we need you, Lord. Let your glory fall. We need you, we need you, we need you, Lord. Let your glory fall. We need you, we need you, we need you, Lord. Let your glory fall. We need you, we need you, we need you, Lord. Let your glory fall. We need you, we need you, we need you, Lord. Let your glory fall. We need you, we need you, we need you, Lord. Let your glory fall. Let it fall, Lord. Let your glory fall. Let it fall like rain, Lord. Lord, let your glory fall. Oh, let it fall. Lord, let your glory fall. Let it fall, let it fall, let it fall. Lord, let your glory fall. Shower down, rain down. pour down, rain down. Lord, let your glory fall. Oh, Lord, let your glory fall. Oh, we want more of your presence, more of your spirit, more of your love and your mercy and healing. We want more of your presence, more of your spirit, more of your love and mercy and healing. We want more of your presence, more of your spirit, more of your love and mercy and healing. We want more of your presence, more of your spirit, more of your love and your mercy and healing. We want more of your presence, more of your spirit, more of your love and your mercy and healing. We want more of your presence, more of your spirit, more of your love and your mercy and healing. We want more of your presence, more of your spirit, more of your love and your mercy and healing. We want more of your presence, more of your spirit, more of your love and your mercy and healing. Come down, Holy Spirit. 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 We want more of your presence, more of your spirit, more of your love and your mercy and healing. We want more of your presence, more of your spirit, more of your love and your mercy and healing. We want more of your presence, more of your spirit, more of your love and your mercy and healing. We need you. We need you, we need you, Lord, let your glory fall. We need you, we need you, we need you, Lord, let your glory fall. Almighty God, we need you right now. Reveal your glory and pour your spirit out. Almighty God, we need you right now. Reveal your glory and pour your spirit out. Almighty God, we need you right now. Reveal your glory and pour your spirit out.
At this moment, I'm going to turn it over to the greeter. Greeter, are you there?
Yes, I am, Psalmist Kaylin. God bless you, and thank you for ushering us in with the beautiful song this morning of praise. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Our God, our Lord, how excellent is your name in all the earth. We thank you so much, Father, for this day that you have made. Father, we thank you so much for allowing us to rejoice and be glad in it. We thank you that you got us up in our right minds, God. And oftentimes we'll hear Mother Owens talk about getting up in her right mind. And oftentimes we take that for granted, Lord. But today, we thank you, Lord, that we are in our right minds, oh God, and that we can hear the word as it's going to come with clarity. God, we thank you for Dr. P.K. Roberts and for Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, God, the anchors of this call. Father, thank you that they listened to your voice. Not only did they listen, but they were also doers, God, and they were faithful to start this, the Master's Call. Now, God, we ask that you will bless them indeed, that you continue to meet each and every single need in their lives, God, whatever it is, whether it be comfort, God, whether it be peace, God, whether it be health, Lord, provisions, whatever, God, we pray that you bless them immensely, individually and collectively. God, we thank you for each and every family member on this call, each and every guest, Lord. You know what everyone stands in need of. So, God, we ask that you meet that need today. God, I pray for the speaker who's going to bring a word this morning, that you have already prepared, God. Now, God, I pray that the speaker gives it to us just as you gave it to her. God, that you, God, help cause her to hold absolutely nothing back, that the anointing of the Holy Spirit is upon her, God, as it is upon this call. And at this call, we go forth with clarity. Why? Because we have bound that old slew-foot devil, Satan, in the name of Jesus. And he nor any of his imps or cohorts will have any place on this call. God, and then as we hear the word, that we take it and we share it, Lord, and that our hearts, oh God, be renewed, and our minds. We give you praise and we call it done. In Jesus' name, hallelujah and amen. Well, my TMC family, I first want to say happy Mother's Day to all the women out there. I want you to have a blessed and prosperous day. And as I always say, from my heart to yours, please know that I love me some you. Host, are you there?
I am here, Minister Willa. Thank you so much for seating us and greeting us this morning. To God be the glory. Thank you for opening us up with that amazing prayer this morning. God bless you, woman of God. Thank you for serving us in excellence. Well, God morning, God morning, God morning to the Master's Call family. My name is Tiffany Lauderdale, and I reside in Southern California, and I greet each one of you with the warmest of kingdom greetings, and I welcome you to this, the Master's Call. On behalf of before I go there. Thank you, Psalmist Kaylin. Yes, thank you, thank you, thank you. Almighty God, we need your presence right now. So we thank God that his presence is here on the Master's Call. What an awesome time of worship. And happy Cinco de Mayo to each and every single one of you. So on behalf of our two co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, we welcome all of you to the Master's Call. So many new voices on the line this morning, and we thank God for that. He is doing something new here on the Master's Call, and we're grateful. Why? Because we have been here 10 and a half years. Yep, 10 and a half. We will be celebrating our 11th year on October the 25th of 2010. And let me tell you something. We have not missed a day. Every day, Monday through Friday, from October 25th of 2010 to now, we have been here at this divine and appointed hour. And so we give God the glory and praise because lives have been enriched, lives have been empowered, and lives have been enhanced. And God has answered so many prayers here on the Master's Call in the morning. And so we are excited. Because that is the mission and mandate, that as you dial in, that your life will be enriched, empowered, and enhanced as you begin your day. Psalm 88:13, we stand on, it says, but to thee I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before thee. So if you notice, we start this call off in prayer, we end this call in prayer, then Friday we open the line to hear your prayer requests and your praise reports. But there may be something going on with you during the week and you want us to be in agreement with you, then all you have to do is send us an email to info@themasterscall.net. info@themasterscall.net. And you can send us an email. Not only that, no, that's the wrong way. That's the website that I just gave you, right? Hopefully you got that. That's the website. But you can go to the website, and there's a comment area, and you can put in a comment, put in a prayer request, put in a testimony. We would like to hear your feedback, so visit our website. But if you have something immediately that you want us to be in agreement with, go ahead and send an email to info@themasterscall.net, okay? info@themasterscall.net. So that's covered. Now, our theme for 2021, God's strategic shifting, prophetic suddenlies, and holy standards are being established, yes they are, and supernaturally revealed. That is our daily declaration, and that can be found in Mark 16:15-20 as the scripture reference. So now it is time for us to hear what the Lord has to say to us this morning. I'm telling y'all, hopefully you got your spiritual seatbelts on, because this woman of God, oh my gosh, what can I say about her? I mean, she is definitely a woman who is blessed. She's a woman who is royal. She is efficient. She is necessary. She is dedicated. And she is our appointed speaker for this morning. She hails all the way from Ocean Springs, Mississippi, where she is usually walking on the bridge, all from one side to the other. And I mean, not only is she walking the bridge, she drives around everywhere, serving people all over Mississippi and other places. Definitely a woman who is doing kingdom work. She is a wife. She is a mother. She is a daughter. She is a grandmother. She is an entrepreneur with multiple streams of income. She is a servant leader. Like I said, so many things I could say about her. And she is our prayer general here on the Master's Call. And her favorite words are, God is faithful. God is faithful. And what she always tells me, yes, she said, Tiffany, God is faithful no matter what it is. Just know that God is faithful. So at this time, without further ado, it is an honor, a privilege, and pleasure to bring to the line, and the next voice that you will hear is none other than our prayer general, Minister Brenda Henry Terrell. Are you out there this morning, Minister Brenda?
Well, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Can you hear me, Minister Tiffany?
Loud and clear, the platform is yours.
God bless you, our songbird. That's our original songbird. God bless you. Thank you so much, Minister Tiffany. Doesn't she sound like she's in the middle of 2 o'clock in the afternoon? She's out there in Old Dark 30 in California. And I tell you, I just love her and thank God for her for being such a blessing to us here on the Master's Call as well as to the masses. And good morning to our thank you so much for that warm and, I tell you, powerful introduction. I had to look around to see who you were talking about, Minister Tiffany. And I tell you, our Minister Willa, seating and greeting everyone, thank you, thank you, thank you. For that awesome tag, as well as opening us up with that powerful prayer. So love and appreciate you as well. And our psalmist, Kaylin, our baby here on the Master's Call, she may not want to be called a baby, but guess what? She is a precious one who sings as unto the Lord, just like an angel, as always, and we so love and appreciate you. Psalmist Kaylin, thank you so much for your dedicated service and just your love for God. And, yes, we want more of your spirit, Lord. Thank you so much for that song. It definitely brought us before the presence of the Lord. And I have to say thank you, thank you, thank you to our two co-founders who started this call 10 and a half years ago, our Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. See, Dr. P.K., we call her Miss Super Fantastic, okay? She has truly been a blessing, and I so love and appreciate you right here in the state of Mississippi with me, as well as our very own mother eagle, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, who we so love and appreciate. And I tell you, I can go on and on and on about these women of God. And I tell you, so powerful, so anointed. And I am so appreciative that God allowed me to share this platform with you guys. And thank you for allowing me to share. Good morning, TMC family. I just want to pray for a minute. Heavenly Father, I thank you. I thank you and I love you. And I ask you, Father, that you use me for your glory. I thank you for every good and perfect gift coming from you. Give you your name praise. I give your name glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Listen, you know, Dr. Vanessa, she is very, she's awesome. She's awesome in giving history on things. And I heard Minister Willa giving some information on Cinco de Mayo. And I want to say happy Cinco de Mayo. Listen, you guys, Artist Life, which is the company that we represent here on the Master's Call, is from the Mexican origin. And we so love and appreciate all of our Mexican sisters and brothers. And I've worked with them for many, many, many years. And I know that it is such a joy because they are family-oriented. They love the Lord. And listen, the history of Cinco de Mayo, I may not be as good as Dr. Vanessa, but I'm going to share just a little bit about what I've found out. And Minister Will has shared earlier with it. Just as she said, contrary to popular belief, Cinco de Mayo is not actually Mexico's Independence Day, which falls on September 16th, okay? But that does not mean it's less important or notable than it actually is. For the history behind it dawns on the importance of the landscape of North America as a whole. Now, as economically struggling Mexico was intervened by the French for the second time, who had the hopes to gain control of the Latin American country under the rule of Napoleon III, the French general Charles de Lorenzes directed his army towards the capital of Mexico City with the intent to overthrow the president of Mexico, Benito Juarez. But things didn't go as planned as they encountered heavy resistance, culminating at the Battle of Puebla on May 5, 1862. Even if their forces had half the numbers of their opponents, the Mexican army, led by Ignacio Zaragoza, managed to successfully win over the French army at Puebla, a city just 70 miles from Mexico City. Four days later, on May 9th, Juarez declared Cinco de Mayo a national holiday. While the battle in itself was not a major strategic win and the French took control of Mexico in 1864, it served to lift the spirits of resistance forces and helped them to gain an alliance with the Americans to successfully make Napoleon's forces withdraw. Pro-Union Mexican citizens in the state of California heavily celebrated the victory at the Battle of Puebla, viewing it as a victory for the Union's cause, later formalizing and spreading the annual celebrations across all of California and Mexican Americans all around. So here in the United States, Cinco de Mayo is widely interpreted as a celebration of Mexican culture and heritage, particularly in areas in substantial Mexican-American populations. Well, praise the Lord for Cinco de Mayo, and I plan on having me some quesadillas today. Glory to God. Well, let's get to the word. You know, I had gone before the Lord and say, what do you want me to share with your people? And the word came to me, you know me. And I said, and this is something that I had preached years, years ago, but it says, I know that I know. Say that to yourself. I know that I know. And I won't be before you long. This topic just came to me, and it had enlightened my thoughts, you know, on how I know this awesome God that I serve. And when it came to having relationship, when it comes to having relationship with anybody, and you know, you have to know them. You know their attributes. You know their habits, their plans, and you observe their relationships with others, and you just come to know these people. Well, this is also the key with coming to know our Lord and Savior, our Almighty God. God ordained relationships and methods of how we handle them. As time goes by, we come to know each person and accept their individuality. So, as individuals, we all have our personal, private relationship with God. He deals with us individually, as well as collectively, and how he shares his attributes with us. But guess what? He put attributes in us that others may not really appreciate, but he does, because he made each one of us. And these are just a few pointers that will help us come to say, I know that I know. Mm-hmm. John 17:3 says, this is eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, who you have sent. See, first of all, when it comes to knowing the Lord, we got to get in his word. We got to come to know his word. John 1:1 says, in the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. Mm-hmm. He became flesh, and he dwelt among us. So I know that I know that Jesus Christ is the word himself. He was wrapped in a manger, wrapped in a blanket in a manger. And yet he grew up and come to have this relationship with his Father and show us how to have a relationship with him as well. And because of that love that God has given us is so amazing, he gave his only son, Jesus Christ, that whoever believes in him will not perish but have eternal life. His love is that great and greater because of his omniscience, okay? And there is no greater love than God's love. See, this is where we really see God's attributes, is in his love. We see his habits. We see his plans. We see everything about him. So I know that I know. God's love from his word is where I need to be. Mm-hmm. That's a Selah moment. Put yourself in his love. Come to know his word for yourself. And I tell you, he will show you great and mighty things. Yes, he will. Listen, another point is God's Holy Spirit. He has placed his Holy Spirit within us. He came to tell us that, listen, I've sent my Holy Spirit to teach you, to guide you, to show you the way. He's going to be your helper. He's going to be your keeper. He's going to sanctify you. Glory to God. He's a part of me because he's the third person in the Trinity. He's going to show you what my attributes really are. He's going to help you do the Father's will. I know that I know that the gifts that God has given me, the Holy Spirit is manifesting them through me. Glory to God. He imparts his love by his Spirit. He gives us hope by his Spirit. His Holy Spirit teaches us and gives us insight. And then, not only that, he empowers us and then tells us how to pray and then use us as evangelists as well. This is what the Holy Spirit does for us. And we're so thankful that we know that we know when the Spirit is leading us and guiding us, He's guiding us into all truth. So the Holy Spirit help us to bloom where we are planted, Minister Willa. Hallelujah. Thank you for that tag. And then thirdly, prayer. Come into the presence and come to know that He loves us and He wants to commune with us. Our relationship with Him becomes more intimate when we talk with Him constantly, when we worship Him, when we allow Him to speak to us. We don't need to do all the talking. We have to come to hear His voice. He says, my sheep knows and listens to my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. Yes, I know that I know. God hears me, and He speaks to me. So just for a moment, let's take a little walk to some scenarios where others had that I know that I know attitude. Remember that blind man that Jesus healed and the Pharisees were questioning him about the miracle, actually trying to discredit Jesus? And he replied to them, whether he is a sinner or not, I don't know. One thing I do know, I was blind, but now I see. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thanks be to God who has opened our eyes to see the beauty of the Lord. We can all say, yes, we were blind, but now we see. But God has given us the opportunity to see Him in His glory, in His fullness, in the land of the living. See, these men, these Pharisees, they didn't know who Jesus was because they asked Him, where's your father? And Jesus told them, you do not know me. But if you knew me, you would know my father also. And see, this is a sad place to be in, and many are there because they are so busy trying to work their way into the kingdom or trying to serve other gods. And to this day, in this world, little effort is put into knowing our awesome God. The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Isaiah 46:9. Remember that the former things of old, for I am God and there is none other, he says. I am God. And there is none other like me. I know that I know there is no God like Jehovah. Hallelujah. Now, if we were to interview David, what do you think he would say? See, Psalms 135, David has said, for I know the Lord is great, that our Lord is greater than all gods. David had come short so many times in his life, like all of us, yet he knew the love of God. And he praised him with all of his heart. He gave his whole heart to the Lord. And this is what God wants from us. He said, give me your heart. Just trust me. Give me your whole being. And I will show you great and mighty things. And, you know, this is precious when David is after God's own heart. So this is he says, I know that I know that he is my God. What about Job? Oh, wow, Job. Just the mere thought of all that he lost, all that he endured, he still had the blessed assurance to say, I know that my Redeemer lives. Glory to God. And that in the end, he will stand on the earth. Now, that's knowing God, okay? He says, I know that I know. No matter what I go through, no matter what has been taken from me, no matter if all my children are gone, oh, my God, just think about that. Being in that predicament, and he says, I know that my Redeemer lives. See, I don't know about you, but I'm like Paul. Paul said when he declared, oh, that I may know him in the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, being conformed to his death. See, we got to know that God is our Redeemer and that he is true to his word. He watches over it to perform it each and every time. I'm sure we all can relate to many instances where God stepped in our behalf. Whether it was healing of a certain sickness, protection from a car accident or a treacherous storm. Just to know that we know we belong to the kingdom of God is a wonderful, wonderful feeling. Saturate yourselves in that. Even the Lord said, I know something. Yes, he did. He said, I know the thoughts that I think toward you, says the Lord. Thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope. You see, with all that the Word has given us, and I wish I can go from Genesis to Revelations and tell you from each portion of the Bible, but we can say that we know that we know. He is the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. He is the King of Kings. He is the Lord of Lords. He is the great I Am, and there's none beside him. He is coming back for his church, his bride, without spot or wrinkle. I know that I know that I will be ready when he comes. Oh, I want to see him face to face, not in all of his glory. You see, this comes to mind through this song, and I don't know some of you might remember it, others may not, I don't know. But you know this song where it says, I know it was the blood. I know it was the blood. I know it was the blood for me. One day when I was lost, he died up on that cross. I know it was the blood for me. Oh, yeah. One day I was lost, but yet he died on the cross. But he didn't just die. He got up on that third day morning with all power in his hands. And that same resurrection power dwells on the inside of us. I know that Jesus is alive and well. Back to you, Minister Tiffany.
Let the church say amen, amen, and amen again. I told y'all that was going to be a powerful message. I'm telling you, and I feel like there is more to that, so I can't wait to hear the next part, the next instructions and directions. Thank you so much, Prayer General, Minister Brenda Henry Terrell. I will be calling you back momentarily to give us our benediction. Let us go to God in prayer. God, we thank you for your presence here on today. We thank you for victory. We thank you for new grace and new mercy, O Lord. We thank you, Lord, that you woke us up and you kept us in and brought us into this May 5th of 2021, God. We just thank you, God, because we know that many didn't wake up this morning, but we did. So we say hallelujah to God, be the glory. Thank you, Lord, for giving us another day full of opportunities and possibilities. We thank you that we woke up more than conquerors. We thank you that we woke up with the victory, oh God. We don't ask you for anything on this day, but we just thank you for everything. And we simply say we love you. We ask right now that you just would fill Brenda up as she overflows, oh God. Fill her up with your virtue. Give her more grace, more joy, more hope, more peace, God. Download everything that she desires and you desire for her. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done here on earth as it is in heaven, God. Thank you for every person under the sound of my voice. I pray that this day will be a great day for each and every single one of them and that we will walk in victory in this day and we'll be forever grateful. To give your name the glory, the honor, and all the praise, in Jesus' name, amen. So, to hear the replay, please dial 712-432-1085. Use the PIN code 294-617-POUND. Today is Awareness Wednesday on the Morning Motivational Call. How many of you know what your numbers are? And if you're saying, what is she talking about, then dial into this number to find out more. But we all should know what our numbers are. That number is 712-770-4005. Again, 712-770-4005. Use the access code 294-617. 7 pounds, 294-617-POUND. The topic is, do you know your numbers? With Diamond President Victoria and Reggie Flanagan, and that's immediately following this call today. Okay, thank you again to Psalmist Kaylin for bringing us into worship this morning. Thank you so much, Minister Willa, for seating us and greeting us and opening us up in prayer. And yes, we will bloom where we are planting. Yes, we will, in Jesus' name. And to our evangelist, our minister, our prayer general, Minister Brenda Henry Terrell, thank you so much for blessing us this morning with that powerful and on-time word straight from the throne room. And if you would, at this time, come back to the line and give us our benediction. It has been an honor for me to wake up with you here on the Master's Call. God bless each one of you, and don't let anybody steal your joy.
You better know it. Thank you so much, Minister Tiffany. Don't let anybody steal your joy, because we know that we know that we are victorious in him. Now to him who is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us, to him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus, to all generations, forever and ever and ever. Hallelujah and amen. Have a glorious and wonderful day. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.